சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். I had completed the 13th chapter. Now we are going to enter the 14th chapter. Now I'll give you the introduction to this 14th chapter. This chapter also comes under Charama Shatkam or Tritiya Shatkam, where Mahavakya Vichara is culminating. Tat Tvam Asi. Asi means Aikyam, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikya Jnanam. This chapter is known as Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogaha. Lord Krishna says, I am going to give the same teaching what I have given until now. That teaching what I have given is Atma Anatma Viveka or Kshetra Kshetrajna Viveka. Atma Anatma only he termed it as Kshetra Kshetrajna. Anatma is Kshetram, Atma is Kshetrajna. Another term he used is Purusha is Atma, Prakriti is Anatma. Purusha or Kshetrajna or Atma, these three names are synonyms. Prakriti and Kshetram and Anatma, these three are synonyms. Now, in this 14th chapter, another new term Lord Krishna is going to give. Same teaching. Since it is very subtle, Lord Krishna has to present once again with different terms. What are those terms he is going to give? Gunatrayam is called Kshetram or Anatma or Prakriti. Gunatrayam, three gunas. Gunatrayam is another name for Prakriti or Kshetram or Anatma. Anatma, Kshetra, Prakriti, Gunatrayam, all are one and the same. For Kshetrajna, the Purusha, Gunatitaha iti nama. Purusha, the Kshetrajna, or Atma is known as Gunatitaha. So, Atma Anatma Viveka, discriminative knowledge between self and non-self, number one. Or you can call it as discriminative knowledge between Kshetram and Kshetrajna. Viveka means discriminative knowledge, distinctive knowledge. Kshetra Kshetrajna Viveka, or you can call it the same teaching as Purusha Prakriti Viveka. Again, Viveka means distinctive knowledge, separate knowledge. Now in this chapter, he is going to give Gunatraya Gunatita Viveka. Gunatraya means Kshetra, Gunatita means Kshetrajna Purusha. Gunatraya Gunatita Viveka. Viveka can be called as Vibhaga. Vibhaga means not only division. Vibhaga means we take it as a division generally. But Vibhaga means discriminative knowledge, distinct knowledge. Viveka or Vibhaga, distinct knowledge about self and non-self, పురుష అండ్ ప్రకృతి, క్షేత్రం అండ్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గివింగ్ సేమ్ ఫస్ట్ నేమ్. సమ్టైమ్స్ ఐసే క్షేత్రం క్షేత్రజ్ఞ అండ్ పురుష ప్రకృతి. ఓకే, డోంట్ టేక్ ఆల్ లెఫ్ట్ సైడ్ కమ్స్ అండర్ అనాత్మ, రైట్ సైడ్ కమ్స్ అండర్ ఆత్మ. ఓకే, జస్ట్ ఫర్ ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్ సేక్ ఐ యూజ్ ద పేర్ పురుష ప్రకృతి. వీ యూజ్ జనరల్లీ ప్రకృతి పురుష, వీ డోంట్ యూజ్. క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞ వీ యూజ్. ఆత్మ అనాత్మ, అనాత్మ ఆత్మ వీ డోంట్ యూజ్. సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు బీ కేర్ఫుల్ దేర్, యు రిక్వైర్ సమ్ వివేక. గుణత్రయ గుణాతీత, అగైన్ ఐ యూస్ గుణత్రయ ఫస్ట్, గుణాతీత వివేక. నేమ్స్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ బట్ కంటెంట్ టీచింగ్ ఈజ్ సేమ్. దేర్ ఆల్ సిననిమ్స్, ఫోర్ ఆర్ సిననిమ్స్, అనదర్ ఫోర్ ఆర్ సిననిమ్స్. సో సెల్ఫ్, నాన్ సెల్ఫ్, వై దిస్ డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్ వి హ్యావ్ టు డూ, వై వి హ్యావ్ టు స్టడీ డిస్టింక్ట్లీ. ఇఫ్ ఐ స్టడీ దేర్ డిస్టింక్ట్ నేచర్, మై లైఫ్ బికమ్ పర్పస్ఫుల్ అండ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్. ఇఫ్ ఐ స్టడీ దేర్ డిస్టింక్షన్, దేర్ డిఫరెన్స్, దేర్ నేచర్, మై లైఫ్ బికమ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ అండ్ పర్పస్ఫుల్ అండ్ పీస్ఫుల్ ఆల్సో. ఫర్ దట్ పర్పస్ ఓన్లీ వీఆర్ స్టడీంగ్, నాట్ ఫర్ ఎనీ అకాడెమిక్ స్కాలర్షిప్ వీఆర్ స్టడీంగ్ హియర్. ద డిస్టింక్టివ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ రిక్వైర్డ్ టు మేక్ మై లైఫ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్, పర్పస్ఫుల్ అండ్ పీస్ఫుల్. జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఇన్ ద రైస్ దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ స్టోన్స్. సపోజ్ రైస్ మిక్స్డ్ విత్ స్టోన్స్, స్మాల్ స్మాల్ స్టోన్స్ లైక్ రైస్, యూ కాంట్ డిసైఫర్ దెమ్ సపరేట్లీ, దే లుక్ యాజ్ దో రైస్. Suppose the rice is mixed with a lot of stones. Now they are cleaning and giving. Straight away you bring from the field, you cannot cook and eat. Yes or no? So the paddy in, from the field straight away, you cannot bring that rice to your home. If you bring only 50% stones, 50% rice. You cannot cook at all, you cannot eat at all. They are all mixed with stones. Then how to cook that and eat and enjoy, get benefit? I have to sort out, separate the stones and the rice. Not one or two times, three times, four times. Nowadays that necessity is not there at home, because the shopkeeper itself, himself doing. Olden days our party and all, they used to do putting in water, and they used to do like this. I used to do the lot of stones used to come in the under any dhanyam for that matter. We used to do like that. Have you done it? Some of you are maybe doing now also, I do not know. Similarly in the jaggery also, once you put in the water, once jaggery mixed in the water, lot of small small mud like, you know, small small stones come down. If they go inside, what will happen, you know? Suppose if they go inside, first you cannot send them inside, pallukite vandidode evlo kashtam adu, how difficult it is. So therefore you have to separate them, then only you consume. Then only it is good for your health. Otherwise it is harmful. We will be in the emergency ward after some time. If we eat that type of rice or jaggery, anything which is mixed with harmful material, it is not safe. How this is so clear for all of us? Shastra is asking, your life also, you the human being also mixed with one real entity, another unreal harmful entity. Real entity, another harmful entity. One is Atma, another is Anatma. Atma, Anatma mixture. You have to separate. There you have separated physically. Here you cannot separate physically. You cannot keep, this is Atma, this is Anatma. You cannot keep like that. But intellectually you separate here. Intellectually you separate this body, mind, complex is matter, prakriti, kshetram, gunatrayam. This is only jadam. This is having vikara. It is having birth, it is having death, it is having old age, it is having disease. So many other problems are there. Only four they kept: janma, jara, vyadhi, maranam. This only they kept. Four hundred mele irukum problems to this kshetram or prakriti or gunatrayam or anatma. What is that? Body, mind, complex. Now, anatma, prakriti, kshetram, gunatrayam, what we are calling until now, what is that? Your own body, mind, complex. Anatma. Gunatita is that satchit ananda swarupam kshetragnaha purushaha Atma is the content, sentient principle, eternal, birthless, old ageless, diseaseless, deathless. That eternal Atma, Anatma, mixture I am. Now I have to decide this harmful, which is mixed with all defects, you want to claim as yourself, or defect-free eternal Atma Purusha or Kshetrajnaha, you want to claim that you are. What you want to consume? Rice or stones? Rice only. Which are good, I want to consume. Which are harmful, I want to remove, eliminate. Similarly, this body-mind complex, I should not claim. Here there is no question of consuming. Food and consuming. Here, claiming. Atma anatma purusha prakriti kshetrajna kshetram gunatita gunatrayam. Between these pairs, which one you want to claim, which one you have to disclaim, you have to learn. Otherwise, every minute of our life is miserable. Every minute of our life is miserable. What is that minute is miserable. Every minute is miserable. Either potentially miserable or directly miserable. Adenna thirupi. Miserable. Life is miserable means maybe I am happy now because of certain conditions. But the potential threat is there. Any time it can become like a volcano. Anytime it can become like a volcano, like a tsunami. Therefore, in Prakriti, Gunatrayam, always there is either potential threat or manifesting problem. Either way, it is defective. That Prakriti, Kshetram, body, mind, complex is not my real nature. I make use of this, just to make use of it, but never claim I am. Gunatraya shariram kshetram aham na asmi. I am using them, they are only my instruments. Body is my instrument, sense organs are my instrument, mind is my instrument. We have to remember all the time while using also. Otherwise, how can you listen 14th chapter without body, without mind? You cannot listen 14th chapter. So, body, mind is helping to listen 14th chapter. I, the Atma, am Kshetrajnaha. I want to claim through this Kshetram. I am using the Kshetram to claim myself as Kshetrajnaha. I use this body, prakriti, மைண்ட் பிரகிருதி குணத்ரயம் டு கிளைம் ஐ ஆம் குணாதீதா. ஐ யூஸ் திஸ் அநாத்ம சரீரம் மனசு புத்தி சித்த அகங்கார டு கிளைம் ஐ ஆம் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா புருஷா. For that purpose only this human body is given. For that purpose only human body is given. Otherwise, it is any body is okay. Any body is okay for eating, to get children, to have a house, to enjoy, to eat. Any body is okay. Why? For eating, only human body is not required. Any body is sufficient for eating only. It is a very, very serious point. For enjoying only things, any body is okay. For sleeping, any body is okay. For getting children, any body is okay. 84 lakhs of species, any body is okay. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithuna, any body is okay. Why human body? What is the speciality? சூப்பர் ஸ்பெஷாலிட்டின்னுலாம் இருக்கு இல்லையோ, சூப்பர் ஸ்பெஷாலிட்டி. வாட் இஸ் த ஸ்பெஷாலிட்டி ஆஃப் திஸ் பாடி? ஆஹார நித்ர பய மைதுனா ஓன்லி? நோ, ஓன்லி ஒன் பர்பஸ், ஓன்லி ஒன் பர்பஸ், தட் ஈஸ் ஐ ஆம் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா இன் திஸ் க்ஷேத்ரம், ஐ ஆம் புருஷா இன் திஸ் பிரகிருதி பாடி மைண்ட், I am gunatitaha in this gunatraya body-mind complex. I am Atma, the consciousness existence principle, which is Ananda Swarupam in this Anatma body-mind complex. Only to claim this human body has given, or you have chosen, but you have forgotten. You have chosen by punya. Because of some punya you have done in your previous janma, you have chosen this body, but you have forgotten. That's why attending the class to remind yourself. Now I have come to this human body only for one purpose, that is moksha. முக்தி. வாட் இஸ் முக்தி? அஹம் அநாத்மா பிரகிருதி குணத்ரய க்ஷேத்ரம் ந அஸ்மி. அஹம் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா குணாதீதா புருஷா ஆத்மா அஸ்மி. ஓன்லி ஃபார் திஸ் ஜானம் யூ ஹாவ் கம் டு திஸ் கிளாஸ் ஆல்சோ. இன் டு திஸ் பாடி யூ ஹாவ் கம் ஃபார் தட் பர்பஸ் ஓன்லி. டு திஸ் கிளாஸ் ஆல்சோ யூ ஹாவ் கம் டு தட் பர்பஸ் ஓன்லி. You have to claim. Moksha is nothing but claiming, dropping the notion that I am this body mind complex, dropping the wrong notion, adhyasa, superimposition. I have to drop that, and I have to claim. One is dropping, one is claiming. One is throwing stones, throwing rice for consuming. One is for throwing, one is for eating. Similarly here also, one is for throwing and don't throw. Intellectually make use of it, but don't claim you are that. If you claim, your life become meaningless, purposeless, no peace also. What will happen to that piece? Into pieces. All that. Simple spelling change. Our peace will become into pieces once you miss this discriminative knowledge. It's a great loss for human life. You cannot enjoy your human life. You cannot make use of this human life up to the topmost extent. You cannot make use of ஏதோ ஏதோ ஏனோ தானோ ஏனோ தானோ மாதிரி லைஃப் இருக்கும். பட் யுவர் லைஃப் இஸ் நாட் ஃபுல் ப்ளோசம்டு லைஃப். தட் இஸ் வை ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் சஃபரிங் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் லேக் ஆஃப் திஸ் டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் நாலெட்ஜ். வி ஆர் கம்மிங் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் டு த கல்மினேஷன் ஆஃப் த பகவத்கீதா. இப்போ இந்த சாப்டரில் கிளைம் பண்ணலன்னா இந்த லாஸ்ட் அந்த பாம்பு பாட்டம் ஒரு கேம் இருக்கு இல்லையோ, லாஸ்ட் ஒரே ஒரு ஏணி மேலே பரமபத சோபான பாட்டம் ரெண்டு பாம்பு இருக்கும், லாஸ்ட் நாலு போட்ட மோக்ஷா ரெண்டு மூடா போட்ட பாம்பு என்ன பக்கத்தில். அது மாதிரி லைஃப் இஸ் ஸோ இட்ஸ் வெரி வெரி இந்த லாஸ்ட் மூமெண்ட். பகவத்கீதா வாட் இஸ் த பர்பஸ்ன்னு நம்ம புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் அர்ஜுனா யூ ஹாவ் டு பிகம் குணாதீதா, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் குணத்ரயம் சத்வரஜஸ்தமோ குணாத்மிகம். திஸ் சரீரம் குணத்ரயம் சத்வ ரஜஸ் அண்ட் தமஸ் த்ரீ குணாஸ் இட் இஸ் மேட் அவுட் ஆஃப். ஸோ ஆத்மா அண்ட் அநாத்மா புருஷா அண்ட் பிரகிருதி க்ஷேத்ரம் அண்ட் க்ஷேத்ரஜா குணாதீதா அண்ட் குணத்ரயம் போத்தார் ஒட்டின்னு இருக்கு டூகெதர். Why we are not able to know? Why the teacher has to teach first chapter, second chapter, third chapter, almost 6 years course, first course, second course, third course. For what purpose? Only for this Viveka. Only for claiming. This must study. Why so difficult? Shastra says it is difficult because it is very subtle. Because the subtlety is in this manner, person cannot drop that abhimana, sharira abhimana. Sharira abhimana, ego is the cause. Lord Krishna is going to say, Arjuna, you have to ripen your ego. Otherwise, you cannot drop your ego, ahankara, the I-ness. Towards body, mind, you cannot drop that much easily unless it is ripened. Morning you open the door and the mango tree, from that one ripened mango fall down. Raw mango will not fall. It is either going to ripen or little bit ripened or more ripened, it fall. If it is raw, you pluck it, suppose, what will come? The paal varum. Some type of gum. Why? Because you are forcibly plucking it. That plucking also, very easily it won't come. You have to take some knife or something, kashtapadana. Why? It is raw. If suppose it is ripened, if you touch like this, urvaru kamiva bandhanat, immediately it comes to your hand. Similarly, here also, body-mind complex, ahankara, ego is so much strong in still raw condition. It has not ripened. You have to ripen it. How to ripen? Where can you put? Under room, inside one packet, put. Let me make it heat up. Can you ripen it? Ego, you cannot ripen like that. Shastra gives a solution. May you ripen your ego, then you can detach your mind, body from yourself, the Atma. You can do that easily. What is the easy method? You know that. I am reminding you. Selfish person who is doing selfish actions, the person is tamasic person. When you are selfishly active, you are tamasic, become a selflessly active person. For what? To ripen your ego. Selfishly you are active, suppose, become selflessly active. That means tamasic nature to rajasic nature. You have to Replace your tamasic nature by rajasic nature, selfish activity by selfless activity. Step number one. Step number two, once you become selflessly active, nishkamama, when you are doing serving your, not to the society, your own family members, your own son or daughter, wife, husband, father, mother, serve them. Selflessly be active. Never expect any name, fame, appreciation, anything. Without expecting anything. On the other hand, they scold you also. Instead of admiration, praising you, they will scold also. Okay, that also, you take it as a part of that. Then accept that selflessly when you are active. That is karma to karma yoga, first stage. Once you become a karma yogi, from rajasic to you become sattvic. For karma yoga, you convert into upasana yoga. Selflessly active person has to become calm and quite introverted. Upasana yoga. So, raja yoga to rajas to sattva. Rajas to sattva. Raja yoga means what? There, atma nivedanam. You have to do upasana, ishvara pranidhanam, surrender to God, upasana yoga, karma yoga to upasana yoga. Means conversion of sattva, tamas to rajas to sattva. Karmi to karma yogi to upasana. You have to become. How you have to change your gunas? No, tamas to rajas to sattva. Selfish to selflessly to, you have to come to introverted. Even no selfless activities also. No activity. Reduce your activity. Kaalu kayi koncham podu mani sollanum vele. That's why Bhagavan, if you don't say no to that activity, Bhagavan makes you immobile. I am not cursing anyone, okay? Anybody. Bhagavan asks you at the age of 50, reduce your external activities with your either hands or legs moving here and there or going outwards, reduce. That is why japa, upasana, introverted. This is the sadhana prescribed by Shastra. Even Achipichu Madhuri 65, anga inga thedi odi, போயிண்டே இருக்கன்னா பகவான் என்ன பண்ணுவார் தெரியுமா? பகவான் மேக்ஸ் ஹிம் இம்மொபைல். ஃபார் வாட் பர்பஸ் ஹீ ஹேஸ் டு ரைப்பன் இஸ் ஈகோ. வென் கேன் ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு பிகம் ஏ சாத்விக் பர்சன்? அட் தட் டைம் ஆல்சோ பீப்புள் வோன்ட் லிசன். போய் இது ஜபமாலை எடுத்துக்கோ, சிட் குவைட்லி, டூ பூஜான்னா ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ், ஸோ மச் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ்னஸ். Bhagavan is struggling. He would make this person to calm down. Bhagavan, eppadiyavadhu ivan calm down pannanu nenicha, ivan calm-a irukave maatan. That is why one sort of disease, immobility, idella kudutadhu appoda japame gnapakam varum sila perukku. Appoda edho oru Bhagavad chintane gnapakam varum sila perukku. When disease comes, immobility comes. Why? Until that time you are waiting, before body is going to enter into old age, you take up that introvertedness. What is prescribed by Shastra? This is the prescription of Shastra, I am telling. So sattva guna, once you come, sattvat sanjayate jnanam, you are fit for knowledge. Your ego can be ripened through karma yoga, upasana yoga, then you are become fit for jnana yoga. Deha abhimana, sarira abhimana, griha abhimana, putra abhimana, putri abhimana, all this comes under ahankara. Mine, it is mine. Drop that mindness, that ego, and come to sattva guna, predominantly sattvic, calm, quiet, relaxed, ஸோ பீஸ்ஃபுல். மூஞ்சி பார்த்தாலே ஒரு நிம்மதி அமைதி வருது. அந்த கண்ணிலேயே ஒரு அமைதி பிரசாந்தத இருக்கும். once you are ripened, your ego, you have that tranquility, you can see, you can feel, and you can enjoy. That should come. As you are growing, that tranquility should come. Be active when you are young, earn money, settle everything, be tranquil. If you won't be tranquil at the age of 50, 60, body is becoming older and older, it is not able to move, but you want to be active, poking nose in everything. Poking one's own nose in every matter, in everything. Tevaya. That's why as your age is growing, be mature enough, be dignified. Be dignified. So Shastra is also happy by seeing you. Bhagavan is also happy by seeing that way. Of course, Guru also happy. All the way, you are the beneficiary. You are the beneficiary. Why struggling? My daughter is not listening. My son is not listening. Let them struggle. Let them learn lesson. Let them. They will get experience. They will learn. Avanukku onnume theriyada. Avanukku erkanave 40. Ivarku 65. This father says, my son doesn't know anything. And a 40-year-old son won't know anything. Ivar appadiye solluvar. Yena theriyuma patru. Paasham. Vidave vidadu. Shastra says, padu maname padu. Vidala enna padanum. Therefore, gunatitaha means what? Come to sattva guna predominantly and say goodbye to everything. I am very much benefited by all these people, relations and family. Thank you, Bhagavan. You have given me everything. Now, I have understood what is the purpose of life. Before they are pushing you out, you come out with respect. Before they are pushing out, pushing anna kai vechi push pannamata. Eppadi push pannuva theriyuma? Eh, don't interfere. Adi podume. They say one word, son or daughter. What they say? Don't interfere. I will take care of you. You relax, they say. In a very euphemistically, they say. They don't say. Unnak edhukku? Appadiyala solluva sila per. Some children, they don't say, don't interfere. I will take care of, they say. Namma edhukku interfere pannanum? Vidamattome. Shastra says, come gracefully out, intellectually, mentally, and do your sadhana, study, so that you are not disturbing them, you are not disturbed by you, you are not disturbing the society also, all the way. If you come to tamoguna, to rajoguna, to sattvaguna, gradually, selfish activities to selflessly activities to no activity means intellectually you are coming to jnana yoga with full and full sattvaguna, you are going to become Trigunatitaha. Then you are happy, family members are happy, and society also happy. Of course, Bhagavan is much more happy. Itthana peru santosha padapora. Namma gnana vanda. Paarunga. Itthana peru santosha varu paarunga. Varlenna enna agum theriyumo? ஃபேமிலியில் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ், எனக்கு மனசுக்குள்ள குழப்பம், சொசைட்டி ஆல்சோ, பகவான் ஆல்சோ அன்ஹாப்பி, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் அன்ஹாப்பி, அன்ஹாப்பி. நவ் டெல் மீ, யூ வாண்ட் டு மேக் யுவர் லைஃப் ஹாப்பி, பீஸ்ஃபுல், ரிலாக்ஸ்ட், ஆர் யூ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டில் கண்டினியூ த டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸஸ்? பாடி மைண்ட்ஸுக்கு தாங்க முடியாது சில ஏஜுக்கு அப்புறம். அதனால சாஸ்திரா ஈஸ் தேர் டு ரெஸ்கியூ அஸ். இஃப் யூ seek towards Shastra, Shastra protects you. That is why we are looking into this Shastra. For what purpose? To claim, I am Gunatitaha, Kshetrajnaha, Atma, Purushaha. In this Kshetram, Gunatraya, Prakriti, Anatma. I am different. What a wonderful knowledge. How can anyone can miss this knowledge in their life? Tell me. Mahati Vinashtihi, Kenopanishad. Acharya writes in his Bhashyam, whoever miss this knowledge in their human life, they are unfortunate. Mahati Vinashtihi Kripanaha Saha. Therefore, you work for it and you become a model, you become an exemplary for your family members and help them to come to this knowledge. Not by just going and telling. You need not open your mouth. Just by your transformation, they get transformation. This is the only solution. Not by giving lectures to the family members. By your own way of living, your own understanding, how you respond to your family members, how do you take the situations, they wonder. And they also slowly come to Shastra. Namma idhi pannamale, avar varliye, wife varliye, class ki, eppadi varuva? Any change in your behavior? That is the way you have to bring them to the class, not just by quoting Swamini quotings at home. Swamini ippadi sonnara, appadi sonnara. Unga Swamini appadi dhaan solluvaarannu solluva. Rendu rendu vidhama nashtam. Don't say namas inga Swamini appadi sonna, my Swamini said like that. Why I have to say my Swamini said like that? They don't want to hear that. They want a change, a transformation in you, the maturity in you. If they see, they rush to Bhagavad Gita. They are not rushing means there is no transformation in you and artham. Puriyadha? Innu koncham kashtama irukkalla? This is fact I am telling. Once there is a change in my perception towards the world, people and all, if I have maturity, benefit of this jnanam, study, by seeing me, they have to come to the class. They have to come to study Shastra. By not by just quoting guru, what Guru said. How tranquil I am, how mature I am, how balanced I am, how much clear I am in my vision, in my perception. The perspective change has come or not. Then they wonder. Silently they come. They won't ask you. Silently they come. Previously they were dropping you. Now they will come to the class. Previously they were dropping and going. And then slowly they will come to the class. Ippadhaan nadakkum. Therefore, prayer and your behavior, your way of interaction in the family is the best teaching for your family members also to come into this wonderful, beautiful, worth to know this knowledge. How you propagate, tell me now. How you propagate this teaching? Just by living. With this background, we will enter the 14th chapter.
Atha Chaturdashodhyayah. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Param Bhuyah Pravakshyami Jnananam Jnanam Uttamam Yajnatva Munaya Sarvem Param Siddhi Mito Gataha
Anything is given free, cheap, we never respect. This is the human tendency. If anything is given free and cheap, suppose it is cheap, we never respect. But Shastra says the price you have to pay, even though they are giving freely, the price you have to pay is Shraddha. Shraddha, the faith, tremendous faith on my Guru, tremendous faith on my Shastra, scriptures, If I have this, I am paying the price. The real price I am paying. Without Shraddha, this Shastra will not enter that person. Whoever is having Shraddha, reverential attitude. Shraddha means what? Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha. Vishwasa. Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha Shraddha. That Shraddha is the price. Whatever Guru Dakshina you are giving, Guru is not asking all of you pay this much monthly fees. What Guru wants? Guru wants only your Shraddha. With how much Shraddha you are listening, with how much reverential attitude you are receiving this teaching, how much you are imbibing, assimilating, that is what Guru wants, Shastra wants, Ishvara wants. So that Shraddha is the price you are carrying with you, offering to Shastra, offering to Guru, offering to Ishvara. Because price is amulyam. Why this is given freely? You cannot repay for that. That is the real thing. You cannot repay your whole property. Entire bhumandalam you put here, it is not equal to that. How much you can pay? Tell me. For our satisfaction, we are paying according to our capacity. Guru Dakshina, that is entirely different thing. What you can repay to this knowledge? How much you can repay to your Guru? The knowledge is given by the Guru or to Shastra. Tremendous knowledge this is. You cannot repay with small amount of money. Either hundreds or thousands or lakhs or crores or nothing in front of this knowledge. Shastra is asking only one thing, Shraddha. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. May you have a reverential attitude towards Guru and Shastra. As you are listening, you have to melt like anything. Just as iceberg melts in waters, I have to melt my mind, my intellect, my whole personality has to melt, means submerge with that teaching. That is called Shraddha, that reverential attitude. What Krishna says, Shri Bhagavanu Vacha. Lord is starting his teaching, no question here, straight away Bhagavan's teaching. Jnananam, jnanam, uttamam jnanam. You have to understand this way. Jnananam uttamam jnanam, jnananam param jnanam, aham bhuyaha pravakshami. Bhuyaha, once again, pravakshami, I will teach you. I shall teach you, Arjuna, bhuyaha, once again. Why once again? I am seeing some of your faces from 15 years, 20 years. Same thing I am talking. Same thing you are listening. Why? Because further clarity. Once listening, it will not give clarity. Second time, third time, fourth time, more and more clarity. Lord Krishna knows that. It is not punarukti. Whatever he taught, 9th chapter, 7th chapter, 12th chapter, 13th chapter, bhuyaha pravakshami, tiripi cholrena. Tiripi cholrena enna artham? Chonnadu edhukku cholleno? Namakku puriyalana avarku theriyum. அதுதான் விஷயம். நம்மளுக்கு புரியலன்னே, அர்ஜுனனுக்கு புரியலன்னே பகவானுக்கு தெரியும். என்ன? பகவான் நோஸ் தட் டிஃபிகல்டி ஆஃப் தட் டர்ஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட். தட் ஈஸ் த கருணா ஆஃப் தட் குரு. வை குரு ஹேஸ் டு டேக் 2 times, 3 times, 4 times பகவத்கீதா டிஃப்ரெண்ட் பிளேசஸ்? அப்படியாவது அந்த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் வந்து ஒரு வாட்டியாவது அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்யன்னு சொல்ல மாட்டானே அனு ஆசை பாருங்க. இந்த குருக்கு கருணா. வை கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் டெல்லிங், குரு ஆல்சோ டீச்சிங் எகெயின் அண்ட் எகெயின், at least the student listen again and again. One day the student can claim Aham Brahmasmi because of your teaching. After listening long time, I have got this clarity. That's why Lord Krishna says, Bhuyaha Pravakshami. Don't blame me, I am telling the same thing. I know I am teaching same thing, but deliberately I am teaching. Bhuyaha Pravakshami. What is that? Jnananam Uttamam Jnanam Param Jnanam. What is that Uttamam Jnanam? Uttama Phalatvat Uttamam Jnanam. It gives Uttama Phalam, Moksha Phalam, the ultimate result. Uttamam Jnanam. Jnananam Uttamam. Jnananam means what? Computer Jnanam, Physics Jnanam, Chemistry Jnanam, any Jnanam for that matter, Astrology Jnanam, Astronomy Jnanam, so many Aparavidya Jnanams are there. All Jnanams are secondary, they are not Uttamam Jnanam. They are all finite, they are all limited. Whereas this Paravidya, Aksharavidya, Brahmavidya, this Vidya is Uttamam Jnanam, Uttamam Phalam, Purnatvam it gives. That knowledge gives what? Apurnatvam. However much I study, I am still having that finitude. This is not enough. There is someone greater than me. There is someone known more than me. Adella irukku andilo. Inga Aham Brahmasmi lo. Your Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam is superior or my Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam is superior. Adella kadiyadu. Adha uttamam phalam. Where there is no further to get the ultimate. Uttamam Jnanam Uttama Phalatvat. Param Jnanam. Param means supreme knowledge. Supreme knowledge means subject matter is subtle. Jnana means don't take it amanitvadi here. Amanitvam adam hitvam ipada adi mudichittu vandam. Jnanam. Here jnana means brahma jnanam. Therefore param brahma vishayatvat param jnanam. Param brahma vishayatvat param jnanam. Uttama phalatvat uttamam jnanam. So that is why I am going to teach you again, O Arjuna. Why I am teaching? Yat gnatva, by knowing which, by gaining which knowledge. In Mundaka Upanishad it is called Paravidya or Aksharavidya. Para Prakriti Jnanam, according to 7th chapter. 7th chapter of what? Bhagavad Gita. Para Prakriti Jnanam. Yat gnatva, munayaha sarve param siddhim gataha. By knowing which knowledge, by gaining which knowledge, munayaha, the sages, now he is giving how it is great. Param jnanam, uttamam jnanam, yappadi. Kelvi varum illiyo? How it is great? How it is supreme, this knowledge? Because many sages gained this knowledge and attained moksha from this body, mind, complex, from this world. They have attained moksha means what? They gained jivan mukti and videha mukti. Whenever they are advertising anything, benefits they one model, one actress, I am using this every day, it is giving lot of benefits. Ani kaame ponliya sela per. Even doctors also, anything they did, any operation or anything, we will go and vicharichittu varom yaarukavadu pannirukara munnadi puriyirado. We will go and inquire, this doctor did this operation previously to anyone, it was successful or not. We want to go and inquire. Then that patient says, yes, the doctor is so nice, he did very well, I am very fine now. Then we go to that doctor for treatment. Yes or no? Idella appave Krishna ku theriyum. Lord Krishna knows these tactics. Arjuna by knowing this param jnanam uttamam jnanam, many sages previously they have gained moksha, jivan mukti and videha mukti. Therefore definitely you will also get. Already some people are there who gained all this knowledge. Just like that, I am not telling, they are already benefited by this knowledge. Look at them, their life, how they have attained, how much benefit they have got. And follow them, you also. Yani stita pragna lakshanani tani mumukshoho sadhanani. Yani gunatita lakshanani tani mumukshoho sadhanani. Yani parabhakta lakshanani tani mumukshoho lakshanani sadhaka lakshanani. Therefore what? You also come nartham. Gataha means here they have reached. That is why one prayer, Shanti Patha, Asatoma Sadgamaya. Asat means unreal. Sat means real. From unreality to reality, O Bhagavan, lead us. Chuma prayer matram pandu. Asatoma Sadgamaya. Enna pandinirke? Unme pandle. I am an unreality body mind complex. Lead me from this mortality to immortality. Sat gamaya, brahma gamaya, lead me. Mrityorma amrutangamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Gataha, reached. What is that? Param siddhim, mokshakhyam, phala siddhim. They have attained supreme goal, param siddhi. Siddhi means they have accomplished, they have attained supreme goal. After that there is no goal to attain. That is the ultimate zenith. That is the final. Itaha means asmat deha bandhanat ityarthaha. Itaha, from this body, from this bondage, from this clutches of janana marana samsara chakra. Itaha means what? From this turmoil, from this mental turmoil, from this wrong notion, they have come out of that samsara. Another problem is people think moksha means all must be out. This is the moksha na enna definition appana. This is what people are talking. While living, how one can get moksha in this body? As long as you are in this body, no moksha. So what? First you have to die. That alone is moksha. That is why many people are not interested in moksha. You know why? Vandha varatam. Ippo ella vendappa. Enna vandha udane all out aitanna kashtam. This is not at all moksha, I'll tell you. People having lot of misconceptions. Irandar kalandhar. Eppo? After death dane. Irandar na paramatma jivatma aikyam. When is it possible? When you are in this body, you the jivatma, how can you merge? Therefore, once you have to become youth, then old age, then you have to die, then slowly, because of your puja, punya, everything, you go slowly, merge into paramatma. Irandar kalandar. Shastra says, this is only for teaching purpose, some Puranas, for creating interest, Shastra talks. That is not at all the definition of moksha. Please understand. What Tyagaraja sang? Mokshamu galada bhuvilo jivani mukti gani varalaku. Is there any moksha at all other than liberation while living? Patanla paduvom, pata theriyum, analu in the manasukulla irukkira wrong notion pove pohade. Paava and swamiyar amma ennamo sollindirukka moksham moksham ani sollatume yaarkaho solra maadre sollatumeya. When you will be free from this ajnana, therefore moksha means here now, while living in this body, I have to claim I am kshetrajnaha. അയം പുരുഷ അയം ഗുണാതീത സച്ചിത് ആനന്ദസ്വരൂപ അത്രൈവ ബ്രഹ്മസമശ്നുതെ നോ നീഡ് ടു ലീവ് ദ ഫിസിക്കൽ ബോഡി ഫോർ ദാറ്റ് ഐ യൂസ് ടു ഗിവ് വൺ എക്സാമ്പിൾ ടു സേ ദർ ഇസ് നോ പാർട്ട് യു ഹാവ് ടു ഡെസ്ട്രോയ് ദിസ് പാർട്ട് യു നീഡ് നോട്ട് ഡെസ്ട്രോയ് ദ പാർട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് സേ ദർ ഇസ് ഓൺലി ക്ലേ ക്ലേ അലോൺ അപ്പിയറിംഗ് ആസ് പാർട്ട് ദർ ഇസ് നോ പാർട്ട് ഇറ്റ്സ് എ ഡിസ്ട്രക്ഷൻ ഓഫ് പാർട്ട് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ് ദർ ഇസ് നോ പാർട്ട് ഈസ് equal to the destruction of parts. Understanding there is no part, there is only clay, is as equal to the destruction of part. Yes or no? Adhe madirida. Understanding I am mano buddhi citta hankara aham na asmi aham kshetrajnaha I am sakshi chaitanyam in spite of this body mind complex this is vyavaharika satyam I am paramarthika satyam this is called destruction kuridi madri and the thenga kuridi therimo and the thenga ulle appadi detach aagum enna sollu adukku koppara koppara telugu la kuridi nu solluvom koppara and the koppara madri ulle loda loda seddam varanum touch aagakoda and the shell அது மாதிரி இந்த கொப்பரை மாதிரி பாடி வந்து ஷெல்லு அதுக்குள்ள நான் வந்து க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞ புருஷா ஈஸ் லைக் எ கொப்பரை ஐ எம் நாட் டச்சுடு பை திஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் வியாதி ஜர மரண ஐ எம் நாட் டச்சுடு பை இட் ஆல் வென் ஆல் த டைம் லுக் இன் டு செகண்ட் ஸ்லோகா
இதம் ஜ்ஞானமுபாஸ்ரித்ய மம சாதர்ம்யமாகதாஹ சர்கே பினோபஜாயந்தே ப்ரளயே நவ்யதந்தி ச
தட் பராம் சித்திம் வேர்ட் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ஃபர்தர் எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் What do you mean by Param Siddhim, supreme goal, is this. Idam Gnanam Upashritya. Idam Gnanam, this knowledge means which knowledge? Kshetra Kshetrajna Gnanam, Purusha Prakriti Gnanam, Paraprakriti Aparaprakriti Viveka Gnanam, Gunatraya Gunatita Viveka Gnanam, Atma Anatma Viveka Gnanam, Idam Gnanam, Upashritya means having attended the Bhagavad Gita class on Wednesday. அப்படி தான் சொல்லணும் நான் உபாசிரித்தியான்னா வீட்டுக்கு போய் உபாசனை பண்ணுறதில்லை முக்கு பிடிச்சிட்டு அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அப்படி எல்லாம் வராது உபாசிரித்யா மீன்ஸ் டேக்கிங் பகவத்கீதா புக் இன் தேர் ஹேண்ட் அட்டெண்டிங் த கிளாஸ் அண்ட் சிட்டிங் இன் த கிளாஸ் வித் ஸ்ரத்தா grasping the teaching idam gnanam upasritya shravana manana nididhyasana dwara upasritya taking to resort to this spiritual educational program mama sadharmyam agataha they have come to my real nature sadharmyam means satswarupam സമാനസ്വരൂപം മമ സമാനസ്വരൂപം സാധർമ്മ്യം വാട്ട് ഈസ് മൈ സമാനസ്വരൂപം കൃഷ്ണസ്വരൂപം ഗോപിക കൃഷ്ണ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഭജന പാട രാധേ കൃഷ്ണ രാധേ കൃഷ്ണ ഗോപിക കൃഷ്ണ ഗോപികാനന്ദനു നല്ല ഇരിക്കും സത്ത് ചിത്തന ചൊപ്പു ഇരിക്കുന്ന മമ സാധർമ്മ്യം സത്സ്വരൂപം ചിത്സ്വരൂപം ആനന്ദസ്വരൂപം മമ സ്വരൂപം മൈ സഗുണസ്വരൂപം അത് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപികാകൃഷ്ണ ദറ്റ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് മൈ റിയൽ നേച്ചർ ഐ ആം അട്രാക്ടിങ് ദം ത്രൂ ദറ്റ് നെയിം ആൻഡ് സ്ലോലി സ്ലോലി വാട്ട് നഖലു ഗോപികാനന്ദനോ ഭവാൻ അഖില ദേഹിനാം അന്തരാത്മദൃക് എന്ന Gopika's understood Lord Krishna is Antaratma, Drik Swarupam, Sakshi Chaitanyam, not Dwaraka Krishna. They have understood. Manam matra Gopika bhajana matra pandindirukom. Gopika bhajana பஜனை பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம். கோபிகாஸ் வர் ஜ்ஞானிஸ், தே பிகேம் ஜ்ஞானிஸ். எப்படி? சத்ஸ்வரூப சாதர்மிய ஜ்ஞானேன, சாதர்மியம் ஆகதாக, தே ஹவ் கம், தே ஹவ் அட்டைன்ட் ஐக்கிய ஜானம் இத்தியர்த்தம். சாதர்மியம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பை லிவிங் தே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஐ ஆம் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் பரமாத்மா. ஐக்கிய ஆர் ஈஸ்வர பாவம் ஆகதாக. ஸோ வாட்? ஸோ வாட்? தட் பராம் சித்தி மீன்ஸ் ந உபஜாயதே சர்கே அப்பி, தே வில் நாட் டேக் பர்த் எகெயின், தே வில் நாட் born in any womb again. No janana marana samsara chakra. அப்படி என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம்? அப்படி என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம்? நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக் தான் சொல்கிறேன், இப்போ சொல்ல மாட்டேன். வாட் யூ மீன் பை ந உபஜாயந்தே வில் நாட் பார்ன் அண்ணா? ஐ வாண்ட் டு பார்ன் சுவாமினி எகெயின். சப்போஸ் சம்படி வில் ஆஸ்க், அப்படி அவனுக்கு என்ன சொல்லணும்? ந உபஜாயந்தி சொன்னார், தே ஆர் நாட் பார்ன். பார்ன் நாட் பார்ன்னா என்ன அர்த்தம்? எனக்கு இந்த உலகத்தில் இருக்கணும்னு ஆசையாக இருக்குது, இன்னொரு வாட்டி பிறக்கணும் நான், எனக்கு யாருக்காவது இருந்தால் என்ன சொல்லணும் அப்போது? ஸோ யூ ஹாவ் டு திங்க் ஏ லாட். நான் உபஜாயந்தே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? டோன்ட் டேக் லிட்ரல் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் ஹியர். தே ஆர் நாட் பார்ன் மீன்ஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக் வரைக்கும் இருக்கிறது மனசு வரல எனக்கு, இப்போவே சொல்லிடுறேன். ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு கீப் இன் சஸ்பென்ஸ். ந உபஜாயந்தே தே வில் நாட் பார்ன் ஒன்ஸ் அகெயின் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தே ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் நவ் இட் செல்ஃப் ஐ எம் நாட் பார்ன். வேர் இஸ் தி கொஸ்டன் ஆஃப் நெக்ஸ்ட் பார்ன்? தட் இஸ் கால்ட் நாலெட்ஜ். டீடெயில்ஸ் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.